Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is one of those little history segments that I do, and there were some strong options today. It was on this date in 1777. The first Battle of Saratoga was fought during the Revolutionary War. It was also on this date in 1881 that the 20th President of the United States, James A. Garfield, died 2.5 months after being shot. And it was also on this date in 1970 that the Mary Tyler Moore Show was debuted on CBS TV. And those are all strong options and all historically important in their own right. But I thought I might come on and talk about something I think is even more important than all of those things, actually, at least in the broad sense of the word. But it was on this date in 1982, the smiley emoticon was invented by Carnegie Mellon University professor Scott E. Falman, who suggested punctuating humorously intended computer messages with a colon followed by a hyphen and a parenthesis as a horizontal smiley face. Now, you might think I'm being just utterly ridiculous to consider this more important than, you know, a battle in the Revolutionary War or our president dying, but I'm actually absolutely serious. I think the greatest thing humanity has managed to figure out is how to convey messages and ideas through language. Just the concept of primeval man figuring out that by vibrating their throat in the right way, they could gesture towards an object and imply that that object is that vibration is mind-boggling to me. I don't know how we ever figured that out. And written language is even more complex in many respects, actually. Pretty much since the beginning of humanity's existence, we've tried to communicate through some form of written communication or another, be it cave paintings or the written language that the Mesopotamians developed to keep track of their debts and records, what we now call Sumerian cuneiform. And actually, it is that Sumerian cuneiform that eventually turned into Egyptian hieroglyphics. And that's the jumping off point I actually want to take. Looking at modern emoji language and looking at ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, it might be easy to infer that we're actually going backwards in time. Looking back to the roots of modern society, we can see that ancient Egyptians used hieroglyphics as a way to capture ideas for the future as well to communicate with other members of their society. But jumping forward several thousand years to today, we see emojis doing a lot of the same thing. However, linguist professor for Bangor University, Viv Evans, considers emojis to be the fastest growing language on the earth. Professor Evans was one of the first to compare the rise of emojis to the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, but according to Professor Evans, as a visual language, emoji has already far eclipsed hieroglyphics, its ancient Egyptian precursor, which took centuries to develop. Both languages use images to convey emotions and ideas, although one, emojis, has the benefit of existing in a time period that boasts a much larger population and a more complete understanding of written language. In the time of the Egyptians, they required scribes who made up a very small percentage of their society to both write and read the ancient hieroglyphics, which was hardly accessible to the masses. It is almost the exact opposite for emojis, which are accessible to almost everyone. Looking at statistics, we do see that young people show a clear preference for use of emojis, finding it easier to express themselves through the emoticons rather than written language. According to some studies, as many as 6 billion emojis are sent on mobile messaging apps every single day, and if you take a minute to consciously sort of think about the posts and the surroundings and the text messages you see, you'll probably notice that it's almost impossible to see a post or a text message without an emoji. And while a lot of people consider emojis unprofessional, some of the top digital marketing firms are actually recommending that you use them in your email subject lines for better responses and other public-facing communications. The bottom line really comes down like this. The purpose of language in general is to communicate an idea or a concept as easily as possible. And with the ever-evolving language of emojis, we're actually able to express ourselves in fairly precise ways with relatively few characters. In that regard, emojis are a supplement to language, I think. They improve the quality of our written prose. And personally, I think they're especially useful for expressing emotion through text, which otherwise might not convey the tone you were intending to convey. And being that we have been comparing ourselves to the ancient Egyptians, I thought I might leave you with some advice penned by an Egyptian scribe over 4,000 years ago about language. Do not be proud because you are wise. Consult with the ignorant as with the learned. Perfect speech is more hidden than gemstones, and yet you find it among the maidservants at the millstones. Well, this has been just a little bit about emojis and their relationship to our current language. Remember, if you like these little segments that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the community tab, go down to On Demand, and then find a history segment that looks interesting to you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.